This next principle is the management principle of honesty. It's based upon Proverbs 12, verse 13. Lies will get any man into trouble, but honesty is its own defense. This is a basic building block for you, isn't it, John?
I think if you chose any basic principle for a person, I always say this. If a person is honest, you will not go wrong. I don't care what it is. You will not go wrong. And you will not stay lost. You will make it. Because honesty is such in-depth part of the character of an individual. So that to me is one of the top-level things that is to create an honest person. That's powerful.
Well, here's the principle. Webster defines honesty as fair and truthful, being free from deceit. Basically, that describes a person who will not lie, cheat, or steal. This includes manipulation or misleading statements with the intent to deceive. That's why the proverb says, lies will get us in trouble. The first lie was truth spoken with the intent to deceive. Honesty is not just truth, but truthfulness, which includes the intent of that truth. That's why Webster says honesty is genuine, frank, and open. That means being transparent.
That's right. And, I was just thinking, today I was just thinking about the culture that we came through, kind of the philosophy we came through. And our country really was kind of going in the way of personality, and it was personality-driven, not character-driven, which meant that we manipulated things by being, a style of leading that came manipulative. And so that causes a lot of problem because truthfulness or honesty is actually being truthfulness. I mean, really, it's a foundation block of a society in us. And we're reaping some of the consequences of that. But it is its own defense, and you cannot get into manipulation. A lot of people think manipulation is just a part of sales. That's the way you do it. You can't. You got to be truthful. Honesty is the key there.
Honesty is the core value of character. It's the stabilizer or governor of the soul. It is its own defense. We cannot separate truth and honesty from God. Honesty is more than truth. It deals with motives and intents. It's a voice within us that suggests truth before we lie. Our founders understood this when they formed the Constitution. Swearing under oath meant to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. They knew that honesty was more than truth. It meant the whole truth of the matter. Honesty is probably the greatest of all human values because honesty gives us great personal benefits and even greater community and national rewards.
That's true. In our Constitution, we say to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. And really what you're getting down to is that is under oath, that when you take an oath to do that. But why is it that we have to take an oath to say that when we come to the courts? Shouldn't it be the standard of us?
Yeah.
But the mind is so creative that we can manipulate our way through life. But the core value of honesty is like, that's your lifestyle, to be honest, to be transparent. And there's a great reward that comes with it. And we're going to talk about some of the rewards that are coming. But it's absolutely a key building block of a society.
John, you give 8 benefits of an honest life. Why don't you go ahead and read those? Because this is really powerful.
Well, the question is this, what would happen to a society? What would happen to a society if actually people were truthful? If you had a truthful society, I mean, there's unbelievable things would happen. You wouldn't need to lock your doors, and you wouldn't have to build walls around or fences around your business. Because if you're honest, if people are honest, you don't have to do that. In America, that's held true for a long time. You wouldn't need much of a police force because when people are honest, crime would almost stop because crime is usually dealing with dishonesty and lying or stealing. I mean, so your police force could really diminish. And number 3, divorce rates would really drop because you wouldn't cheat, lie, and steal. And that's what divorce is all about. You'd live up to your promises, live up to your commitments, and you'd work out your problems. Illegal drugs would almost not exist because they'd almost be abolished because people would be honest and you wouldn't want to deal with fraud or hurt a person. You're deceiving people. Security guards would be almost eliminated because people wouldn't steal from your shops. It would, you'd practice honesty. You'd almost have that. And number six also is many attorneys would have to look for other work because attorneys make a living out of people that lie, cheat, and steal. So they get involved. And that our courts would be, we wouldn't have a lot of court deals to deal with. I mean, it's unbelievable. And which means that if you'd eliminate a lot of those things, your taxes, you should be able to run a society that's based upon truth with 10% tax, a flat tax of 10%, which is the Bible standard. Mm-hmm. And so all these things can happen. Business would run with less management. You could run with like a third or 25% of the management because a person would come and give you a day's work and be honest about it. And a lot of management deals with it because people don't produce when they're not watched or managed or stuff like that. So it's just amazing what would happen. We travel a lot in the other cultures, and we explain that because of all the corruption that is in some of the societies that you can't make it work. It just does not work. But if you have an honest society, it creates a business culture where things work. It's absolutely incredible what would happen if you had an absolute good, honest society. Now, you'll never have 100% honesty. You just never have. But you could actually create a society that you should have a high percentage of honest people. And I think in America we've had that. Mm-hmm. We've had the opposite too. But that is a key value. You just can't get away from that. That is so important to have.
There are many other benefits that such an open society would produce, which is what freedom is all about. It could be a life in the right form. Yes, there would be room for different opinions and arguments, and laws would have to be there for the ignorant and arrogant. There would be violations of law, but they would not be from evil intentions or to deceive. We would still have misunderstandings and make mistakes, but not intentionally. We would do our best and take responsibility for the rest.
And that's right. We would do our best and take responsibility for the rest. Nobody's perfect. Mm-hmm. There are times, not with intent, mm-hmm. That we do wrong and stuff like that. And you have to have the rule of law. I mean, you still have to have that. That's an absolute, because if you don't have a rule of law and a set of laws that control your society, you don't know what's right or wrong, and a person has to discover that, and so that brings your behavior in line. But we take responsibility for us. That's what honesty is all about, taking responsibility to be honest.
Part of the reason governments do not mind some evil and corruption is because the management of sin is good for the economy. John, I got to stop there because that's just incredible.
That's true, because what happens is the management of sin. See, you can't totally abolish sin. See, and I understand that. But sometimes governments don't care if there's something, because attorneys, for an example, it makes work for an attorney. A lot of time when you deal with attorneys, not all attorneys, but a lot of attorneys, they try to create a fight. They try to make you get you into something. They don't want to even you deal with your own responsibility to say, let us handle it. And then that's their livelihood. That's their livelihood. And so they create problems sometimes rather than just solving problems, but because it's their livelihood. So dishonesty or corruption sometimes creates, in other words, you can push for higher taxes because we say we got to fight this problem. Mm-hmm. It gives you the right to do a lot of things. But that's really a situation you have to deal with.
To them, crime creates work for attorneys, courts, locksmiths, surveillance systems, security guards, and a lot of other things. To some, this is an opportunity to create jobs and to raise taxes to fight crime. There will always be some corruption, but too much of it will eventually reduce our economy down to third world levels.
Ah, that's right, yeah. In travel, when you look at third world countries, their number one problem is not economy. Their number one problem, is really crime and dishonesty, because they can't build a culture which makes it feasible to do sound business, because that corruption and extortion stifles the environment, and so you can't produce it. So that without that change, you can't do business. In any community that you have dishonesty, it's harder to do business. But the end result of honesty is success. Success functions properly in a society like that.
Isn't it interesting that we can put a man on the moon, win world wars, but we can't stop dishonesty? It all comes back to honesty starting from the top. If we were to start spending tax dollars to educate our society, sharing with them the value of honesty and then enforcing the law with quick, stiff penalties for dishonesty, we could create a manageable society with a 10% flat tax. We'd have money left over for infrastructures. Maybe we don't want to stop it. We might ask ourselves this question: why are our criminals back on the street?
That's right. So sometimes there's hidden agendas, almost like, I'm sure people mean well in doing some things that they do. And I think our courts a lot of times mean well to give a person a second chance. And I think that's right. But sometimes we actually defend corruption and corrupt people more than we defend the victim. So sometimes we take dishonesty, even in our courts and our decisions, to give a person another chance and not take in consideration what dishonesty did to the person that was affected by it. So it's a balance that we have to do. And I'm not criticizing. I'm just saying, like, we have to take a look at that in order to create a good society.
Honesty is of God. It is the right way to build a righteous and fair society.
That's right. And absolutely, you just cannot get away from this. It's not a religious principle. Honesty is not a religious principle. It's just a fact. It's just a truth that needs to be taught worldwide. And what has happened is that we want people to be honest, but we don't tell them why and what cause and effect it has in a society. Because if it's really truthful honesty, every country in the world, every society in the world would be happier, businesses would work better, and lifestyles would change totally and be an easy managed society. But it's all based upon the value of honesty.
The principle of honesty, Proverbs 12, verse 13, lies will get any man into trouble, but honesty is its own defense. Boy, recap that principle for us, John.
It definitely is. Honesty definitely does build its own defense. But, you know, if I just think a lot of times about honesty, if I were to choose one basic principle to build anything, it would be honesty. It is the core value, the core principle that makes life work. It is the absolute core. You can't get anything bigger and better than honesty, because all other things work right. But the problem that we have sometimes, we see what happens with dishonest people, and so we focus on dishonesty, and we try to control it and manage it, and we try to constantly be against it. We'll never change until we live up to this one principle, that we have to focus on the value of honesty and tell people what would happen if everybody was honest, and then focus on that value. Then people will follow that value and say, I can't afford to be without it.